Good morning. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. You know, I need you to stand up. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We want to say welcome to... Could you put your hands together for all the people up the Derwent Valley? We welcome you into the meeting this morning. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for having us in Hobart. Hobart is just humming. I got to say that again. Hobart is just humming. Everywhere you go, there's development. I was saying to Heather on the way in, we passed probably, I reckon in the last few days, maybe 25 or 30 houses that had real estate signs, and every one of them's got a sticker that says sold. That's amazing. You drive in and the skyline is lined with cranes. We've never, you know, some of you people might say, well, what's the big deal? I'm 56 and we've never seen that. That's never been on the skyline. God is doing something great. Amen? We serve a great God. Okay, let's do it again. We serve a great God. Come on. If you missed your copy this morning, you've got to run with me. Doesn't matter how you feel, you've got to run with me, all right? We're gonna be a little crazy this morning, and so I need you to be in there with me. Amen? Because crazy is really horrible on your own, all right? All the mums said. Mums have to do crazy stuff. So I want to say thank you for having us again in your church. You're really brave people to do that. I want to say thank you to the leadership of the church and to Dave and Alex, and just acknowledge and say thanks to Dave and Alex. They're a beautiful couple, a great blessing. They have just, particularly, you know, right over many years, but just in the last bit, really, every time they come to Burnie, you know, it's just a download of something that stays, that sticks, and is helping and growing and strengthening our church. And we're so thankful for them as buddies, which is awesome, but also as ministry and life givers and downloaders and generous hearts wherever they go. Amen. And so I'd like you to put your hands together with this beautiful couple. Come on. And I want you to cheer them on. Every time you see them, get alongside and say, we're cheering you on. Amen. I love the saying, I got your back, but it sort of just says, well, you know, I'm there to protect you. What about, we're cheering you on. We're standing with you. We're believing for great things. Come on. Come on. Here's the thing. You know, yeah, I can be really annoying. Is that what you just said? I can be really annoying in that I just know that every person in this place, if you were doing your thing, you know, say it was St Kilda. Could be North Melbourne. If you were a petrol head and you were at the supercars, you would be, whoa, did you see that? Ma! Oh, smell it, the rubber. Ma! And you get all worked up about what your thing is. Well, you know what? Jesus is all worked up about you because you're his thing. Amen? And for us to break out and start to believe and start to get a little crazy sometimes is really healthy. Amen? Because he is so in love with you. He so trusts you. He's so excited about your life and your salvation and who you are and you as a church. I reckon Jesus is absolutely bursting, waiting, we're going to get that building over the line. We went down there to look at Coogan's. And as we were going away, in my mind, I was ripping the Coogan's name off the building and saying, no, 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 it's Energizer. Amen? It's beautiful. And then it goes down onto the main road. And then you've got that road out the back. And then you got all that car park. Man. And you're going to put a cafe in there. And you're going to have kids' stuff. Jesus is going to come in miraculous and dynamic ways in that environment. Amen? This is, we're as excited in Burnie as you guys are. We're praying and walking the floor, and God, come on, move this thing. Shift it. Bring it home. Amen? And I go, whatever. I tell you what, heaven is so excited about momentum and faith people. And I want to say this to you. Jesus said this. When I return, he didn't say, will I find miracles? He didn't say, will I find, you know, holy people that are, you know, squeaky clean, got it all happening in their world. He said, will I find real faith? That's people that will stretch. Oh, God, this is too big for us, but it's not too big for you. It might be out of reach, but it's not out of sight. Amen? Come on. I just want to encourage you this morning. I just think you people are magnificent. What a vision. How brave are you to push out and go, you know what? This building's just going to be a pile of rubble in a few months.
Yes.
And we'll have moved into a phenomenal facility that sets us up for the next 25 years of ministering into Greater Hobart. Yeah, amen? It's going to be great. And from the youngest to the oldest, you're going to contribute financially. You're going to contribute in prayer and in faith. And you're going to grab a friend and you're going to say, come on, let's pray. And you're going to grab another guy and you grab this lady and you say, come on, we're going to pray. We're going to push this thing over the line. Jeez, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? Yes or no? And either that or don't. I mean, that's the reality. We just think whatever. No, I hate whatever. You know, that reminds me, in my day it was, she'll be right, mate. It won't be right. God's put a destiny on you. Get there. Amen. Get there in prayer. Get there in faith. Amen. Oh, man, I'm excited about Coogan's becoming Energizer. Amen. It's going to be great. Man, and the influence as the city grows out and building momentum, Hobart is going to keep growing. You're going to have a million people down this end of the island. You better believe it. We're believing for it. We're believing for 50,000 in Burnie. People say, you've lost your mind. Yep, I'm moving out of my mind and we're moving into his. Amen? Yes or no? As a person thinks, that's what you become. You want to be boring? Be boring. I'm not going to be boring. And certainly I can tell you this morning, it's not going to be boring. Because Jesus is far from boring.
Yeah.
Amen? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, good.
Praise God. Derwent Valley, I'm encouraging you to support and pray like mad to see this church explode into Moona and become something so significant, so great that the world has to sit up and take notice. Governments are going to take notice of what happens in and through this church. Amen? It's going to be great. This girl over here is excited. Listen, I was in the supermarket last night and I thought, you know, we should buy chocolate. And I saw little, you know, the little bars were $3. And I thought, oh, I should get it. And I thought, no, let's go big. Amen? Anyone believe in going big? You've got to go big. Go big. I just think Jesus went really big. He's still going big. He's still doing big. Amen? And if you look at the Bible, I'd love to just talk to you this morning, but I've got something we need to do. You know, if you look at God's word, you'll see, to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly more than you and I can either ask or think, dream or even imagine. That puts the Coogan's building on easy street. Oh, we can do that easy. Amen? We can do that easy because he's able to do exceeding abundantly more than ask or think or dream or imagine according to the power that's in you. Not the power that's come. The power is now in here. The faith power, the worship power, the praise power, the prayer power. Yes or no? The consistency power. Amen? The unrelenting faith of Energizer Church. Amen? It's great, isn't it? You can have a seat if you want. That'd be great. God bless. I just love this girl's enthusiasm. So you can have first choice.
Do you like milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Okay, this comes with a condition. You must behave like a Christian.
Sure.
And share.
It's got this.
All right. Share your smile. Share your love. Share your chocolate. And now I'm speaking to you. You've got a whole heart full of joy, energy and vitality. Don't hold it in. Because that's what brings the cloud sometimes, is I'm holding back a little. So the Bible says if we withhold, it sort of gets dry and difficult. I want to encourage you this morning, keep giving out. Even when you feel like dirt, girl, even when you feel like you're a worm, I want you to bring joy and love and encouragement. And as you do that, God's going to cause the blood pressure to rise. He's going to cause the energy to rise and the refreshing presence of God. You are on the earth to smile, girl. And you've got to settle that issue. I'm going to smile. I'm going to give it out. And those dark times will become less and less and less and less. And they'll have less power and less influence on your life. And you will become bigger and greater and more influential. Hey, listen, God said to Abraham, who was really, if you look at Abraham, he was a bit of a dummy. You know, he's called the father of faith. He was a very weird character. He said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you great. And you're going to be a blessing. And I want to encourage you. God's blessing you. He's going to make what you have great. Influential, impacting. Oh, I don't preach. Or I don't. God, push all that to the side. Don't think about what you don't do. Think about what you can do. I want you to bring the can-do thing to this church. I mean, come, we can do it. Bring the joy. Bring the chocolate. Next week, it's your shout. But be encouraged. As you give out, it'll fill you up. And then you give it out and it'll fill you up again and again and again. You'll be like, you're a river of living water. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God for that. Amen. Hey, listen, there's the coffee guy here. Coffee guy. Was it?
Terrence,
can you come? Are you going? And while he's coming, who are the parents that young lady said, my parents were praying for me? Oh, man. Put your hands together. Come on. Great to see you doing well. I just want to honor you. I just want to honor you. I want to honor this young lady and well done and you keep going. But wow, just honor you. You deserve chocolate. All right, you get the second pick. Where do we go, that one? Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to encourage you. What we saw on the screen this morning, birth a ministry out of this. Start to trust and believe God is the God who always breaks through. For your children, for your children's children, for the children of the people, for the teenagers you see just wherever they are, for the oldies that are just getting sicker and more drama, you say, you know what? We know the God who breaks through. I would encourage you. What I saw on the screen, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. Who believes we serve God of miracles? It's miracles. And they're accessible through relentless, passionate faith and prayer. And you will not fail. And everything you put your hand to will prosper. Because when success starts to roll and breakthrough starts to roll, everything you put your hand on, boom, starts to work. Ooh, that motor started. Didn't have any petrol in the car. Bam, got to work all right. Amen? Got the guy down the road. His car's broken down. Hang on, I'm just going to go pray for his car. People are going to say, people have gone weird. No, they've gone in faith. They've lifted their faith. Be people of faith. Be people of passion. What you saw in this, carry it into everything you do. You will be so effective, so impacting, and so dynamic. People are going to say to you, sir, I don't know, I'll have what he's having. Even though he barracks for Carlton, we're still going to believe in him. We're still going to believe in him, even though he's got all these really bad flaws like Carlton. All right? That is faith. That's true. Well, I'm with you, man, because I'm St Kilda. All right, so a lot of people apologize for that. But I want to encourage you, build an atmosphere, build a ministry, build a lifestyle of saying, I'm going to pray. Hey, let's pray. We'll pray. Oh, I've got it. Well, we'll pray. We'll pray. Let's pray. Let's get on our knees. Let's worship God. Build that ministry. Have you ever heard of the Finney brothers? They were hundreds of years ago, wonderful men of God. And one of the brothers said, we run fastest on our knees. Run on your knees, guys. Watch what God does. This verse, Joseph, the man in the Old Testament, it says that everything he put his hand to, it prospered. I just want to speak that over your world. Can I have your hand? He will reach out, and yours, breakthrough girl, paramedic. Come on, I want you to reach out for this family. Father, we just believe together today. Lord, release the gift of faith in their hearts, in their minds, and in their mouths. Cause their conversation to be filled with faith. Cause their minds to be filled with faith. Cause this family and household to become an address that a lot of people know. I'm calling in to get prayer. I'm calling in to get support. I'm calling in to experience the presence of God. I'm calling into your place. Father, we believe by faith. Help them to throw off that sense of this is just too highly spiritual. This is too all. This is out of alley. We're practical people. Well, thank God for practical people. And Father, we ask, release the gift of faith. Lord, bring confidence. This is the confidence we have, the word says. Whatever we ask according to his will, he hears us. And we have the answers to our prayers. Approach the most difficult things with confidence in the power of God. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let a language, oh, you know, God's got this. We're good. No, let's pray. Amen. It's great. You're going to be great at this. This is going to wash over you, and you're going to bring great influence wherever you go. You're a leader. And you think, oh, am I? But God's called you to lead. While you do your studies, develop leadership. Get alongside leadership. Let leadership speak into your world. Come alongside ladies that are good and lead. You see fruit in their lives. Let them influence you, impact you, speak into your world. Not anybody, but people that you see have got the score on the board. They're serving Jesus without reservation. Make sense? Because God's got a lot of influence and a lot of years of leadership and impact on people's world that's coming for you. He's coming for you. Does that make sense? So in this season, grow, develop, become all you can so you're ready when God goes, need you tonight, need you today, need you tomorrow. I'm ready because I'm praying, I'm have someone speaking into my world, and I feel strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. God bless you. Great. Be encouraged, people. Where's that coffee got? Man, it's great coffee. Which would you like? I love the coconut and I love the fruit and nut. Okay, you take the coconut. God bless, man. Love your work. Put your hands together for this guy. And this lady, you can have that one. What's your name?
Sandra.
Praise God.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Have I done the wrong thing? Okay, we're not done. Sandra, there's a lot of people. You know, Jesus focused a lot on the people that were left out in the cold. We're living in a pretty clinical, cold world. And I really believe that God's put a warmth in you, a warmth of heart, a warmth in your home, a warmth of generosity and caring. That is, sometimes you're afraid of it. What will happen if I say that? Or if I invite those people, what if it's clunky and uncomfortable? I just want to encourage you, send out invitations to people. Have a high tea. Take some people from church and put some people that are up the street and blend them in and pray like mad that it doesn't go bad. Huh? Pray like mad that Jesus comes, because there's a lot of warmth and depth
and encouragement deep inside you. Don't be afraid of the people. Be strong in God. Be sensitive to the Spirit and the right time and the right mix and the right people. But I just want to encourage you to launch out. Go for it. Put on that morning tea. You know, what's that biggest morning tea thing? And yeah, we'll just do that. And you know, can we borrow the church for the morning? Start, step out. It will blow your mind. The capacity that is in you is amazing. And it's just having about this much. It's time to spread out. It's time to get your friend. What's your name?
Janet.
Janet. It's time to get Janet and Janice and Jenny and Juniper and Jupiter and all those people and put a team together and start welcoming the world and the hurting and the cold people into your world, because you've got a lot of warmth to give. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Good. Hey, I want to read something to you. I've got about a million things going on in my brain right now. But I want you to close your eyes, please. And I want you to listen to this. This is David, the guy in the Old Testament. And he writes Psalm 145 and he says, I will praise you, O my God, my King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness never ends. Amen. His great. One generation will praise your name to another. And we will declare your mighty acts. And I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty. Do you notice he didn't meditate on the hurdles and the potholes in life? He didn't meditate on the sickness or the trouble or the fog coming down the river. Oh, the fog's coming down the river. Oh, fog. You know, let's meditate on his majesty and on his power and on his glory. Amen. And he said, I will declare your greatness, and we will utter the memory of your great goodness, and we will sing of your righteousness. The Lord is full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy, and the Lord is good to all. Amen? Amen. That's praise, isn't it? You know, if you get up in the morning and think, oh, it's Monday, you know, I love my job, and it's struggling. Get out Psalm 145 and begin to yell it around your house. Sometimes you've got to get a bit crazy. You know, your wife might say, what's happened to my husband? Oh, he's saved. Oh, he's reading the Bible. Amen. Oh, he's behaving like a Christian. How about that? Amen. And I'd encourage you, there's such depth and wealth of praise in there. And as we bring that into our world, Jesus comes into our world. He dwells in the praises, not in the miserable. Doesn't say, you know, I dwell in the miserable of my people. I dwell with the people who are baptized in lemon juice. No, he says, I dwell in the praises. You want the presence of God? Praise him. Amen? Praise God. Would you, whoever, anyone who's in pain or got sickness on your body, I want to pray for you right now. In our church, we've seen some fantastic miracles. We've seen people, a lady 2 weeks ago, she's had back problems for her whole life. She was born with back problems. She's had trouble bending up. She's a nurse, which makes it even worse. She comes home from a shift like a cripple, caring for other people, and she's crippled. And she, I just said, you know, there's somebody here this morning. In fact, I said, there's two ladies. Both of you have had incredible trouble with your backs. These two ladies, shut up. So we're going to pray for you. We pray for this girl. She had 4 days of painless bliss. And then she said, I had a twinge. So, well, we're going to pray for you again. We prayed for her again. Now she's going to the shift at midnight, walking up and down the aisles, glorifying God. The other lady is a masseur. And so she's working. And she, isn't it funny how they're healing and bringing love and care to others, and yet they're in dreadful pain themselves? That's the devil. That's what Satan does. Jesus heals and sets the captive free. We prayed for this other lady, the masseur, and she's masseuring. Now she's masseuring. She's sliding down one side and she's coming back up the other. She's got more energy than she's had for 30 years. They're miracles. Somebody smile, because miracles are great. We serve a supernatural God. We had a lady, she's, what's her name? Janine. She had headaches, she reckons, between 4 and 5 years. No, that's not Janine, that's Heather. She's had headaches for 4 or 5 years. She said, I just have this headache, this dull, chronic thing. Last Sunday we prayed for her in the morning. She came back in the night. She said, I can't remember feeling so good. We see God's moving miraculously. He always has. It's just you and I tapping in. Amen? Come on, we're going to believe for people to get healed this morning. Are you going to do that? If the first thing you've got to do is smile. Phil Pringle says this, if we can teach our church to smile, it'll double in a fortnight. Stand up if you've got pain on your body or things that are going on that are chronic in your body and you think, you know what? I'm done with this. Put your hand up if you're ready to say, I'm done. It's over. Can you say this with me if you're standing up? It is finished. Come on, we're going to say it together. It is finished. They're the words of Jesus. They're written in red. They must be powerful. Come on. Can you say it with me? It is finished. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I want you to close your eyes. Reach out. If you're here and you're not standing up, can you reach out for these people? Can you put your hand on an arm or a wrist or a hand somewhere? And let's believe together. Jesus, we thank you and praise you that we do serve the God of miracles. Can you say amen? Don't let me have all the fun this morning. Let's make some noise. We serve a God of miracles, signs and wonders. And Lord, we believe together right now. Lord, this is not being weird. This is being church. Heal. Heal the wounded spirit. Oh, we break off every sense of inadequacy that shuts gifting down and pushes against you and tries to corner you. Fear and insecurity, we break its power now in Jesus' name. We loose your mind to begin to think big. Think big, girl. Think big. I'm 9 feet tall. Amen. I'm 9 feet tall. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. I got the power of God on me, the call of God on me. I'm not going to believe that voice, not for one more day. Not one more day. Not one more day. Can you say it with me? It is finished. Amen. No, I kid, didn't he? You've got to pretend that Jesus is down at the bridge and he can't hear you. Come on. It is finished. This is a new day. Day of lifting your voice and proclaiming and declaring the power of God's in my life. The power of God's going to touch people. The power of God's going to move on these circumstances. You've got it. It's in you. Exceeding abundantly more. You can ask or think. The power working in, not up, but in. It's already there. I just feel that's like God's gone. Oh, sorry. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. He's gone. Come on, come on, step forward. Come on, come on, come on. Let's do this. You're a dynamo. You're a powerhouse. Don't let that thinking rest on you. Not for one more day. Jesus, and we just believe for healing as well. Thank you, Lord. Each one of these people that's standing up, we ask for healing. What's going on in your world? Here? Ears.
Jaw.
Okay. You want to put your hands on your jaw? Jesus, come on, let's reach out for this. Father, let the power of your Spirit touch the jaw, the structure, all the functioning parts in this jaw. We command you to be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Come on.
And we receive it right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can say this with me. The problem.
Thank you,
Jesus. It is finished. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, we thank you.
Amen.
We thank you for healing.
Amen.
And freedom.
Amen.
And Lord, in the future, should we be able to speak 25,000 words a day. Everybody said,
amen.
Freedom, freedom.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, talking is one of your strengths.
Amen.
I just believe, you know, that's why this thing is, it's like the devil trying to shut down the voice that you have. It's talking and sharing and encouraging, supporting. It's one of the things God's called you to. And I just believe that's why this is opposition to that. So its power's broken. You're free. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Amen? Man, you're going to talk. You know, the average woman speaks between 15,000 and 18,000 words a day. You're going to speak 25. Amen. But you know what? I just want to encourage you that you just start doing that. Start working and operating in that area of encouragement, strength. And God's, it'll be like a journey with the Holy Spirit releasing you. I said to Dave yesterday, I discovered something in God a while back, and that God is motion sensitive. Like, have you ever been into a toilet and you put your hands out? If you don't put your hands out, the motor doesn't start. If you don't walk into the room, the light won't come on. You know, you can stick your foot in the room. That's how God is. He's motion sensitive. You move forward, you believe, you start to do it, and the healing comes. This is going to be a journey for you. Amen? But I want to encourage you that God has put you strategically in positions and lives and circumstances to bring life and encouragement. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Life. And I want to encourage you, inside of you is spirit and life. Spirit and life. Okay, who's going to get the spirit and life this morning? Who's first in the home? Who's first in the situation I'm in? Bring spirit and life. You were born to bring life. Encouragement and strengthening and support into the world and to a hurting world around you. Practice on the people you know. Okay, I'm going to practice on you this morning. Okay, I really love you. No, you're awesome. Look at that. To feel the texture. That's just beautiful. Look at you, you beautiful thing. Start with that, not with him, but with someone else. And is this your guy? Man, get ready. I'm going to do it this way. Oh, look at you. Yeah. And start. You know, I believe this. There's a prophetic gift inside of you. Prophetic gifts are always released by complimentary, encouraging words. It drags the prophetic out. Because as we are, as God can trust us with encouragement, He can trust us with the prophetic. If we're put downers and judges and critical, there's nothing. It won't be that way. But it's like entree. It's like hors d'oeuvres and entree. We start with entree and then the prophetic starts to flow, because God can trust you and trust your mouth, trust your heart, and He releases the prophetic that lifts and strengthens from this guy right around the whole gamut of people that you're involved in. This has been an oppression and it's over. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is motion sensitive. As you move, He'll move. Father, we just speak healing into these bodies in Jesus' name. Come on, be with me. Come on, let's do this together. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, by your Spirit, we believe for healing. Strengthen this man. Empower him. Lord God, give him freedom in his heart, freedom in his mind. In the name of Jesus, we lift off every negative thing that's been said, every negative thing that may have been put down. This is a man of God. This is a man of strength and courage and character and integrity. And Lord, we just speak blessing over him, spirit, soul, and body this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just once again restore confidence where it's been robbed, where it's been taken. We just declare, Jesus came, sir, that you would have life, and that life more abundant and overflowing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It's yours. It's yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. You're a good guy. You're a good man. You got great gifts, talents, and you got skills that are practical. And a voice in your head tells you they're useless. Well, I can tell you, you're a champion. And a valuable man in the house of God. You're valuable to a lot of people. And that value is going to continue to emerge. You know, have you ever seen a magician and they pull a handkerchief out of their mouth? Well, I just want to grab the handkerchief. And I start putting, come on, out comes the gift. Out it comes. Out it comes. There's joy, there's color, there's fun, there's creativity in you. We just release it right now in Jesus' name. Amen? Praise God for that. God bless you. Great. Okay, who else is standing up? This man? You want to lay hands on this guy? What's your name? Chris? Praise God for Chris. There's a genius inside you, Chris.
We know that.
Oh. That's all, like telling something we don't know. Well, you know what? I just want to encourage you, Chris. God put the genius in you. Just like someone has a prophetic, or someone is a teacher, or someone's really good with money, or someone's really good at real estate, or someone's really good at relationship. He made you really good intellectually. He put a brain and a half in you. Amen? That's like Cadbury's brain. That was funny. Come on. I thought of that right there. That intellect and that, put it to work in the kingdom. Think of, come up with plans, come up with white papers, come up with ways and strategies that could be done. And this is how we should do this in the future. And I love what we've done in the past, but hey, listen, would you take time to read this paper I've written? Would you take time to get, let me get involved with a sense of you're going to see things and be able to interpret things that other people will not even imagine. It won't even be on the radar. God's going to show it. As you step out, as you work with leadership, as you believe that God has given you a fantastic gift, don't put it under a bushel or a bucket or something else. Don't let the world put anything on there that says, you know what, this thing has to just survive. God put this in you to thrive. And it's going to thrive in the kingdom. And it's going to work alongside a leadership and think things through. And even if they ignore you, keep writing suggestions. Keep writing things you see. Keep coming up with ideas and keep presenting it to the board. And say, I'm not going to give up until I know there's something in me that's part of the future of this church and the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. And heal his body at the same time, Lord, we pray. Amen. Good. I thought that was really funny. Glass and a half, brain and a half. What's wrong with you people?
We're laughing on the inside.
It's great. Awesome. What's happening? How can we pray?
Just my back.
Oh, great. We've had back success. You know, it's like anything, guys. If you pray for something and you get a really good answer, start praying for other people with the same thing. Because confidence and momentum builds momentum. Faith grows faith. Have you ever read the scripture? We go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. That's what God wants us to do. Otherwise, we get really boring. You know, it's like, oh, we go to church. We go to church. No, we're born again. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And there's a little bit of a tweaky thing in us, isn't there? Sometimes you've got to have a bit of about you. Amen. Have you got a bit of that about you? Great. You ready to pray? Yeah. Jesus, we just speak healing into this back. Healing into the shoulders, up into the neck.
Yes.
We speak freedom. Where there's been injury. Has there been injury? Okay. Isn't God good seeing you in that? Jesus, we just ask you to touch where she's been injured. Where there's been fracture. Where there's been that break in things that need to always be connected, we ask you, would you reconnect it? Would you cause the blood to flow where it hasn't flowed for some time? Would you cause flexibility and strength to be restored? Would you work a miracle? Would you defy all the logic and the rationale and heal this back? Right down to the tailbone, down, right down the hamstrings, right down to the heels, right up to the back of the head, to the top of the head. We ask the healing power. God, we want a story that gives glory to Jesus. Can you say amen? We want a story that people say, you know what? If God did it for her, maybe he'll do it for me. Maybe God can. You know, there's a whole world out there saying, can God? And they're waiting for the church to say, God can.
Yeah, come on.
They're waiting for us to say, God can. Not question God, but say, God can.
Yeah.
I say, I've been praying for my ears and my eyes for years. God hasn't done anything. Don't make God's word subject to your experience. Don't bring it under that negativity. Say, you know what? He hasn't healed my eyes yet, but he's a healer. He hasn't healed my ears yet, but he's a healer. Amen? Otherwise, we're useless to the world. We're just another therapy group. I don't know about you, but I don't want to energize a church to be a therapy group. I want it to be full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Full of grace, full of mercy, full of goodness, full of kindness. Amen? And one of the kindest things that God has done is given us the gift of healing. I've been on a journey in my own health over the last few months, and I can tell you, the broken people that I've seen, the hurting people, the doctors that are alone and empty and searching for something, the patients that are broken and there are no answers, God can. The answer is Jesus. And we've got to carry more than just the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. I reckon we carry a bit more than that. Don't you? Look, would you reach out for this young lady? How good is that? How good is that? Amen. Jesus, we reach out together. We don't believe, we're having fun here this morning, but I just believe Jesus is about fun too. Father, heal this precious girl. She's your girl, Lord. Set her free. Give her a God story that defies every logical thought, every x-ray, every examination. People in the future are going to say, I don't know what happened to you. I don't know what it is. Hey, listen, I had to have all this heart stuff they did. They did 5 different tests on me. And at the end, the heart specialist said, your heart's great. I said, I know. But he said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it and tell other people. He said, well, I've got something I need to say to you before I leave, doctor. It's God's grace. And they go, oh, yes. And they sit back down behind their desk and you walk up to the desk. It's God's grace, God's kindness. He releases His power to show off. That's what He does. He does it just so that it draws broken and hurting people. It's all right to say that Jesus is a show off because He is. He didn't go, oh, let's everybody go in the healing room and don't, you know, and let's just keep all this quiet. He says, go tell the city. Go back to your city and say, tell of the goodness of God. Amen. I want to energize the church to go back to the city and talk about the goodness of God. Amen. We just believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Keep being generous. Build generosity. I want to encourage you that there's more inside of you. Yet there's a lot of hurting people that need your generosity. You have respect. People respect you. You think it's been smashed. You think it's been stolen and broken. God is a God of restoration and resurrection power. God is restoring your dignity, your honor, and respect right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. Whatever's happened is now in the past.
Yeah, come on.
What is Jeremiah? I want Jeremiah 29:11-12 to become your mantra. There you go. See, we're just telling you people everything you already know. The hope and the future. People respect it. God's doing a work to restore all whatever's the garbage and the trash is just in the past, man. And people are going to come to you for advice. They're going to come to you and believe somehow He'll have the answer. He'll have a prayer. He'll have encouragement. He'll have support. And I want to tell you, in time, you'll have financial resources. I just see you giving it away. Just see you giving it away. God's going to put back and add. He never just does, oh, there you go. That's how you were before. He always adds. He always multiplies. He takes it 30, 60, and 100-fold. Develop generosity. Develop it in your spirit and in your mind and in your conversation. And God will begin to develop the finances and resources in your pocket, in your bank, in whatever it is you do with your finances. And I just see you giving it away. I got so much, I'm going to give it away. Actually, it was an old song. So much, I got to give it away. That's how it's going to be for you. If you take this part, if you maximize the spiral, that's where you live. If you come up out and say, God is restoring, God is rebuilding, God is refreshing, God is resurrecting, God is empowering, you'll be giving it away. Because deep down inside, there's a great heart. There's a heart of integrity and a heart of character. Stuff happens. The world uses other words, but we'll use that. Stuff happens. And it's part of the journey. resurrection life and power. Amen. Praise God for that. Ladies first. God, how can we pray for you? Right leg?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I want you to say this. You ready? It.
It.
Is. Finished.
Finished.
It.
It.
Is.
Finished.
The restriction. It is finished.
It is finished.
The inflammatory stuff. It is finished. In Jesus' name. Lord, we lay hands on. What's your name?
Heather.
Heather? Wow. We lay hands on Heather, and Lord, we believe for healing and freedom from right down in the toe, right up into the hip, in Jesus' name. Can you just put your hands, someone put their hands on the hips there. There's something in the hips that's out of line there. We just declare, be aligned in the name of Jesus. Come back in Jesus' name. We just say, restore. We were praying this the other night. Restore factory settings. Restore godly setting. Godly positioning of the hips, the tendons, the ligaments, the blood flow, the lymphatic system, drain away. Come on, come to life and drain fluid and inflammation. Go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare freedom, healing, Lord God, and realignment of hips and legs, knees and ankles in the name of Jesus. We believe it. We believe it right now. Collectively here, we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Just keep your hands on her for a minute and let the warmth and the love of Jesus get in there. Sorry to hold you up, guys. How do we pray? Lungs. I've had lung trouble. Great. You put your hand on me and I'm going to believe for you. You've got to believe for me. You ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, heal our lungs. Heal our lungs. These magnificent lungs, this magnificent breathing apparatus, be healed in the name of Jesus. We don't care if it's incurable. We don't care what name is named. Jesus owns the name that is above every other name. And this condition will bow the knee to Jesus right now. And we declare healing and deliverance from every oppressive thing. Come off the lungs. Come off. Can we command the lungs to be made well? Can you say amen with me, guys? Come on. Let's agree on the earth. It'll be done by our Father in heaven. Lord, this whole respiratory system, touch it, Holy Spirit, make him well in the name of the Lord Jesus. We believe it right now. We don't care what anyone else has said. Jesus has the first word and he has the final word. By whose stripes you were healed and made well. In the name of Jesus. God, let him draw air like never before. Cause it to just breathe with confidence. Face fog or moist conditions or cold mornings or cold nights with great confidence. If God be for me, who can be against me? Body be strong. We command the immune system to be strong. In Jesus' name. Glorify Jesus. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in this body. Oh, when people have said it can't happen, oh Lord, that's beautiful. We just praise you and thank you that all things are possible to them that believe. We believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. It's good. Amen. Can we have that thing on the screen if we run out of time? Was this the wrong thing to do? It was the wrong thing to do. Oh, okay. Thanks, man. Put your hands together for this gentleman. Did I have more chocolate? Did I give all the chocolate away? Oh. I owe you a chocolate. Put your hands together. It's a great young man. Thank you. I just want to encourage you. I just think sometimes when we get together, we just need to spread out a little bit. We just need to go, okay, the sort of the time on the clock or the things that are happening, just can we just put them to the side and let the Spirit of God do something? You know, And that's, if you know me, that's not me. I don't do this all the time. We just want to give God a bit of room. And I reckon if you ask this guy, God was spot on. I reckon if you ask that guy, it was spot on. Yes or no? Because God doesn't make mistakes. He's just looking for a team like us who are willing to give the Holy Spirit a bit of room to move. Amen? I reckon this girl, that smile is just going to be painted on there. But you see, what's going to happen is it's not going to be just on the surface. The smile's coming up out from within because there's healing and freedom and confidence that comes from within because the Holy Spirit touched you today. Amen?
So good.
It's good, isn't it? She's like, it's great, isn't it? Matthew chapter 15, if you've got it. Can I have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Is that all right? 10 minutes. Matthew chapter 15. I just want to look at a girl. And I just want to say that I am so proud of the women in the New Testament. I look at it and I think, oh man, I'm so proud of you. Look at what you accomplished. Well, the guys are standing around questioning Jesus. The girls are going, let's trust him. Huh, that's a good idea. Amen? Learn from the girls. They're brilliant at this Jesus thing. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Get in there with me. That's a brave statement when the majority are male in this room. Come on. So Matthew, have we got that on the screen? Do we get that? Matthew 15. It's the account of the Canaanite woman. Anyone ever read this? And Jesus meets with this woman. Have we got that coming on the screen? Praise God. And Jesus meets with this lady. She's the Canaanite lady. And she's from, or what some call, the Syrophoenician woman, which meant that she was not allowed to go near Jesus or go near any rabbi or anybody that was had sort of this God thing on them. She was, you over there and the God thing's over here. It was an interesting thing. So can you look at what it says in verse 21? It says, then Jesus went out from there. And then it says, and then he departed to. Now, anyone ever walk to Oatlands? From here. You walk from Oatlands. Dave's ridden. Well, I want to say this to you. Jesus was in the Galilean area and it was 85 Ks to Tyre and Sidon. And he walked. He got up one morning and went, we're going to Tyre. Can you imagine the disciples? Well, who's picking us up? Where's the bus? You know, limo? You know, what's going on? No. And here's the other thing. There's no ASICS gel shoes where you bounce. And I've had those, man, the gel in some of those shoes is like, ooh. It's just, there's none of that. It's about 5 millimeters of leather. And he's not walking on bitumen roads. He's walking on rock and wind. And if you put something else in there, it's about 35 to 45 degrees. No sunscreen. Probably didn't take water with them. It's 85 degrees. You've got to walk to Oatlands. And then Jesus is only there for 8 verses. And then he walks back. Do you think that the disciples go, this is a bad day for us. Jesus is obviously not, something's wrong. The Bible says he went out. He gets up and he goes from Galilee, which is the Jewish area. And it's very comfortable there. We've got people that believe in God there. We've got people that are sort of in a position of what we understand in that time as they can approach God. They can have some kind of God thing in their world. Jesus gets up and goes to a region where nobody believes in God. And he could just as easily get a knife in the back up there. But he chooses this weird decision to get up, move out of the comfortable, and go up to Tyre and Sidon. 85 Ks, 40 degree heat, 5 millimeters of leather under your shoes, no cover, no sunscreen, no protection. And he goes up and 8 verses later, he turns around and he walks back. So, what is he doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. up inside on and tire, there's a mother and she's crying out to God. There's nobody texts Jesus. Nobody sent him a Snapchat. There's no Wi-Fi. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. There's a girl up there who the Bible says is severely demon-possessed. And if you have ever seen anybody that's severely oppressed spiritually, it can be a really frightening sight. She is in a terrible condition. So here's Jesus 85 Ks away, and a woman 85 Ks away, and she's crying out to God. Oh God, I know I'm not holy. I know I'm not part of the Jewish community. I know I don't belong in Sanhedrins and Pharisees and temples and stuff. But you got to do something about my girl. She's severe. The devil has told her that this is now her future. Oppression, sickness, disease. Jesus is 85 Ks away. This woman's crying out to God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Has anyone known? Anyone heard of Moses? Yeah. You went to Exodus chapter 3. God calls Moses, and the first thing he says to Moses, Moses, I've seen the oppression of my people. Here's the bit, you ready? And I've heard their cry for freedom. See, people say this to pastors and leaders all the time. Oh, if God was a loving God, all this garbage wouldn't go on the world and all this death. And I tell you what, God sees every movement on planet Earth. But he's waiting for a cry. He's waiting for somebody to tap on heaven, to knock and ask and seek and go after heaven. Say, God, do something. This girl's 85 Ks away. She doesn't even know Jesus, where Jesus is. And she's screaming at heaven. And the Father hears that prayer. Who knows the God hears prayer? Is this all right or am I putting you to sleep? I can yell louder. I can yell if you want. But here's God the Father in heaven, and a girl way up in Sidon, and she's going, oh God, if you're real, do something. God, look at my girl. I refuse to believe that this is all she has. Jesus is way down here at Energizer, and the Father goes, Jesus, you're going to Tyre today. You're going to Sidon. You're going to Oatlands. See, Jesus said this. You ready? This is the linchpin. I only speak what I hear and do what I see from my Father in heaven. And the Father said, you're going to Oatlands. And Jesus said, I quite like it here today. I think the sun's out. It's great. You know, we've enjoyed. We had Macca's for breakfast. There's good coffee here in Galilee. And the Father just goes, you're going to Oatlands. So Jesus packs the boys up and he says, let's go to Oatlands. And all because up here is a relentless prayer, a passionate, unrelenting woman who says, my daughter deserves better. My community deserves better. Belle Reeve, Coogan's, Moona, they deserve better than this. And I will not rest. And I don't even know God, but I know he's real. And I know that I've seen and I've heard. And I will not stop praying because my girl deserves better than this. My community deserves better than this. Yes or no? All the hospitals I've been through. I've been to Hobart Hospital. I've been to Launceston Hospital. I just can't find out what's wrong. I just said, they did this PET scan the other day. And you know what came up? By his stripes, you are healed. Not really, but that's the version. That was my interpretation. Still can't. But you know what? Here's this mum up here, and she's, or here's this dad, or here's this husband, or here's this wife, or here's this pastor, or here's this kids' church, or here's this accountant, or this real estate guy, and they're crying, oh God, do something in our area. Jesus, down here, Jesus, the Father says, you're going to Oatlands, you're going to Moona. Jesus doesn't question. He's going, oh, I've got the right footwear. Oh, you know, I'm not gifted enough. I don't have enough. Oh, my faith is little. Put your hand up if you've been there. One. That's good, isn't it? And it's good. You know, and so Jesus gets the boys, and because the cry, not because of the pain's all across the earth, the cry catches the attention of the Father. And it's still true today. The cry for Moona, the cry for mums, the cry for salvation, the cry for healing, the cry for the community. That's what God responds to, unrelenting prayer. Amen? How good is that? Jesus, and you know what Jesus goes? Yes, sir. And so, bam, he goes up to Tyre and Sidon, and he's in Tyre and Sidon, and it says, and out came the girl. And she comes to Jesus, this mum, and she says, oh, son of David, help. I don't know how she knows he's called son of David. She heard that somewhere. She read it. Somehow, it's not real to her, but she knew that that would get his attention. You know that the authority of the name of Jesus will get the attention of heaven. Come on. Use that name. That is a key. It is a power. It is a source of life and blessing and resurrection. Yes or no? Amen? And right now, there are people in the streets of Moona. There are people in the streets of Glenorchy and Newtown and all the beautiful people around Hobart. And some of them don't know Jesus, but they're in their homes. And the last numbers have clicked over on their page. You go, power. That's the finish of it. The gas bottle's now empty. The food, the pantry, you think, oh, come on, this is the 21st century. I tell you what, if you could pull the lid off every business and every home up around these streets here, you would find a lot of people that are panicking and are totally, deeply concerned and filled with fear about what happens next. Ready? Yeah. Da-da! The church hears the cry. God's hearing the cry. He's downloading to Energizer. He's downloading here. He's downloading needs. I tell you what, when you walk out of this meeting, I'm believing God that you're going to see your radar's up. And it's flickering and it's catching God's attention. And he's downloading to you. So stop and help that person. Hey, take a meal across the road. Go and mow that lawn. Mow that lawn? We pay, what's the name, to do ours. I'm not going to do theirs. Am I putting people to sleep? Come on. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When the cry goes up, Jesus begins to move. Okay, where are we going? Where are we taking Jesus today? Who's got Jesus, the power of God, on the inside of you? Anyone got Jesus? Is Jesus here this morning? He is. He's with you. He's in you. He's empowering you. Yes or no? And the Father's downloading into that Jesus part of who you are. And he's saying, you know what? It's Oatlands. No, no, it's Campania. No, it's Richmond. It's out of Richmond. We're going to believe that Richmond is going to become a place where rain resides. Amen? My sister lived at Richmond. It's been barren for years. I say, enough. Now comes the rain. Amen? God, I can tell you there are people out of Richmond thinking, oh, gee, we can do with a bit of rain. Church, start praying. Oh, what's it got to do with us? Care about your community. Yeah, come on. Care about the people that don't know Jesus. Care about businesses. The beauty of moving into Moona, and you've got all these businesses around you that are going to thrive because the church moved in. Because they're crying out, God, another week like that and we're going to close the door. But Energizer turned up. Amen. You can die for nothing or live for something. And I just refuse to believe that the community has to stay in pain when I can cry out to God on its behalf. I refuse to believe that, you know what, this is beyond God's, obviously God's not, God is. Nothing's beyond his gaze, his touch, his power, his grace, his wonderful healing and deliverance. Okay, nothing's beyond God's grace, his power, his healing, and his deliverance. Yes or no? Amen. See, every time we agree, the Bible says, when you agree on earth, something happens in heaven. So when someone's preaching really well in our church, and I'm going, God's going, don't you believe that? Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, amen. Something begins to happen. So I've got to get ready. I've got to stay alert. Amen. sober, on time, ready to go. Amen? Full of faith in the Holy Spirit. So when someone says something that's faith, bam, I'm in there. Yes or no? So what we do together. Amen? So this girl, she comes to Jesus. Quick, we're going to finish here. And she comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, have mercy. Jesus doesn't say anything. Who's ever felt you prayed sometimes and Jesus didn't do anything? Every hand went up right across this place. He said, oh, Jesus, where's Jesus in this? Has he lost my address? What's going on? How many times have you prayed? We've all prayed so many prayers. And we think, well, that's all that girl was doing. She was showing us that sometimes that happens. This example was for you and I so that we don't lose heart. And she goes to the disciples. She goes, oh, I'll go to the pastor. Oh, man, these people are faith. Boom, 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 boom. Other people are faith. And they say, oh, look, you know, can we connect tomorrow? We're just in the middle of something. Say, oh, man, rejection. I just felt, oh, man. Jesus doesn't answer. Pastor and his wife are busy. Ugh. And I get further over. Anyone ever been there? And you're further over. And so you say, you know what? Yeah, they can put this in the backyard. I'm not doing this. That's not what this girl does. She said, I tried Jesus, tried the disciples. Right, I'm going back to Jesus. She says, Jesus, I reckon she eyeballed him. Jesus. Because you know what? She'd cried out long enough that I am not going home without an answer. Amen? And she goes to Jesus. Jesus, Lord, help me. He says, oh, you know, it's not good to take the children's bread and give it to the little dogs. She could have gone, well, in your ear, call me a dog. But that's not what he called her. What he called her was this. See, that is a term of endearment. It means precious little one. Not because the pet, the dog, was so they're precious at the same time. Jesus is never going to call someone a dog. Get that out of your head. I've heard that preached before. No, look up the Greek. Tell me, it's a term of endearment. And he says, oh, the little dogs. And he says, oh, look, the little dog. Anyone ever done that? I don't, but I've seen people do it. I have other language. But that's what Jesus said. Oh, oh, the little dogs. It's not good to give them little dogs. And, you know, and Jesus said, so, and I'll prove this to you, how this works. I was in the building game for a long time, and I watched, we built houses, and I'm still involved with our son and his wife and building. People pay $2,000 for a door, and then they cut a dog hole in it and put a piece of plastic in there. And you don't think this is a term of endearment? I just think, what are you doing to that door? You know, dig a hole out the back, the dog can live there. That's how some people feel. So, you see, we're still treating our dogs with terms of endearment. We're still treating as, oh, this is this precious little thing you don't get. And then Jesus, it's not good. And then she comes back with this phenomenal thing. She says, even the little dogs, even though we're distanced from you, we're still precious. Even they get to eat crumbs. What on earth is she on about? I'll tell you what she's on about. Right now in this situation, the devil thinks that he's got this girl cornered. Her daughter is oppressed. Her life is over. She has no future. All we've got is this ranting mother. And this woman says to Jesus, you can keep the bread for the Jews. All I need is a crumb. If you went to 2 Kings chapter 3, you would find a guy named Elisha. And there's five armies coming against God's people. And there's hundreds of thousands of soldiers coming against 10,000. And they're coming down the valley. And then the guys, the kings, turn to Elisha and say, oh, Elisha, do something. Who's in? Elisha says, this is a small thing for God. And that's why the girl said, Jesus, this is a small thing for you. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what the circumstances say. I don't know what it looks like or what it sounds like. One small move of God will crush the powers of darkness. We'll bring down every stronghold in Moona. We'll crush every sickness and disease. We'll set captives free and deliver. One little move. One word. One touch.
How many people here, can you stand up today? How many people in the scriptures, they come up to Jesus and they're nobody did that. A girl went, oh, I'm healed. Praise God. The Roman centurion said, speak a word. He didn't say, oh, quote the first five books of the Bible and let's have supper together and we'll do communion and let's see what God does. He just said, speak a word. Oh, be healed. This girl got what so many people have always overlooked. One small move of God. Oh, God's really going to have to come. A crumb is enough to destroy the works of darkness. Set your people free. Save, deliver, and heal in any environment right across the earth. Yes or no? Amen. Would you stand with me, please? Come on, we're going to pray. Because Dave is not happy that we're over time. Come on, I want you to reach out to Jesus right now. Can we have our pianist? Would you come back, please, sir, whoever you are? He's good. Put your hands together for our pianist. God's put so many wonderful gifts in this church. You're beautiful people. You know what? Heather and I have been coming here for years. And you know what? I've seen that unrelenting faith in you. I've seen what's in this girl. I've seen it in you. You're fighters. Come on. You're fighters. You're unrelenting. You're people of faith. You're filled with the Spirit and power. You know how to pray. Yes or no?
Yes.
Come on. And listen, I want to encourage you. Hey, read about when Jesus was in the garden and he took three disciples with him and they went to sleep. And Jesus still said, oh, it was good to have you with me. You don't have to be massive. Oh, I have the gift of intercessory prayer. Can't you tell? You know, this sort of stuff goes on all the time. Forget it. You're a prayer. Jesus, help. What a great prayer. That's all this girl did. God, help.
Yeah.
Your faith praying. Come on. Be unrelenting. Be passionate. Do not give up. Get this building over the line. Get mum over the line. Get your cousin over the line. Get the healing and deliverance and freedom of Jesus Christ moving again in your life and through your life. Amen. Yes or no?
Yes.
A crumb is enough to destroy the works of the devil and set people completely free. Amen? You ready to pray?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus, touch this church. Touch these magnificent people. Lord, where we prayed for healing this morning, we just command that healing to take place right now in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Come on, I need you with me. We just command those bodies to be healed and set free. Jesus, we want your fame to be spread right throughout the greater Hobart region. We want people to be hearing the stories of the power of God, of healing and freedom and salvation, so that Jesus is front and center of people's lives. Can you say amen? Lord, help us where we feel frail, where we feel like I'm not much of a prayer. You know, well, I'm a bit of a practical kind of, you know, I'm the guy that fixes the roof. Well, you know what, roof fixer? You can pray. Pray while you're on the roof. Oh, I'm the plumber. You know, I'm the one that gets his hands dirty for the church. Well, while you're getting your hands dirty, I'd encourage you to pray. This city needs this church to lift in prayer and lift in faith. And start to see the power of God. You are influential. You are strategically placed for a wonderful future of influence and impact on your community. And I don't know about you, but that's pretty exciting. You know that from today forward, Richmond's going to see rain.
Yeah.
It'll see as much rain as the wettest places do for a little while until that place is restored.
Yeah.
We might as well live for something as die for nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on. Amen?
Yeah.
We just release faith. Relentless compassion and passionate prayer in and through every man, woman, and child in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we believe it together and we thank you for it right now. And we're going to give Jesus all the praise. Can you put your hands together for him? He's a good God. Amen.